Good evening, everybody. This is Yana Benun from Israeli News Live, and I welcome in our studio Dr. Lorraine Day. Welcome, Dr. Day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it was 4 months since I talked to you, but can you please remind us a little bit about your credentials for people who will watch us first time? Most of our people know you very well, mm-hmm. but we always get new people. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a physician, a surgeon. I'm an orthopedic trauma surgeon. I was on the faculty of the University of California, San Francisco Medical School for 15 years. I was also chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco General Hospital. And I was there in San Francisco during the whole AIDS epidemic. At that time, I dealt with the Centers for Disease Control, the NIH, the OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Organization. And I learned at that time that they're all liars. Hmm. They were lying then. Fauci was around then. He was lying then. They're all liars now. So they have no interest in the safety or health of Americans. They are part of the enemy. So the government of the United States is just a corrupt criminal enterprise. It does not have your best interests at heart. In fact, it wants you dead. It wants us all dead. This is all about greening of the earth and population extermination. So I am a surgeon, and my eyes became opened during the AIDS epidemic 30 years ago. It started in 81 and it went to about 92. It's still around, but now they've got medicines that keep them alive longer. But the whole point is that I was very naive politically until the AIDS epidemic, and it opened my eyes. At times I was an advisor to the Centers for Disease Control, and I found out how much they lie. And at that time, their agenda was to promote homosexuality. There was no contact tracing with AIDS. There was almost no testing with AIDS. First of all, you didn't have to test them. You knew what they had because they had symptoms, and we had a whole ward full of people who were dying. And so this was a real epidemic. The doctors and nurses working at San Francisco General Hospital during the AIDS epidemic were not dancing in conga lines like they are now, because their hospitals are empty. We were really busy. But the Centers for Disease Control had no interest in our health or safety and we were taking enormous risks operating on these AIDS patients. So I realized at that time that the government is not here to help us. The government doesn't even like us. And in fact, what this whole COVID-19 fake epidemic is about is a cover to bring communism to America and to begin population extermination of the Gentiles specifically, and specifically Christians.
Right. Well, Dr. Day, they are now talking about mandatory vaccine warp speed operation, which happened, of course, all of this is happening under Trump's presidency. Let's not forget that, because so many people think that if Trump was president, everything would be better. It wouldn't be better, because both parties are basically wings on the same bird,
right,
that leads us to the same destination, right?
That's right. That's right. It doesn't matter who's president. Right. It doesn't matter if demented Biden is president, because neither Biden or Trump call the shots. The Rothschilds call the shots. Right. And so it doesn't matter who is president. Not only that, this is all predicted in the Bible. In Daniel and Revelation, it was written down and predicted over 2,000 years ago. This is going to happen. We're not going to be taking America back. The Bible says we're not. And the reason this is all happening is because America and the world have left God. Even the churches are nothing more than social clubs. People are not studying the Bible. People are not turning to God. Oh, they say, you know, well, I'm a Christian and I'm a born-again Christian and la-di-da. That's not what being a Christian is. Being a Christian is being strong to stand for the Lord, to stand for right, no matter what happens. All these people in these Christian churches are going to be falling like dominoes to the opposite side. They will grovel. And their ministers, many of the ministers, something like 20,000 ministers in America, have already signed on with the government to tell people to take vaccinations, to obey their government, to do whatever they're told. And they're getting paid for it, but they also signed a non-disclosure agreement so they don't tell anybody they're being paid to do this. So the churches have all been taken over by the Jewish Illuminati combined with the high-level Gentile 33rd degree Freemasons and above. And this is the cabal that's running the world right now. COVID is nothing. And wearing masks is just their silly game to say you have no free speech, you are a slave, we can control you. We already have a one world communist government. We already have it because they could not close down the whole world in a week if we didn't already have it. It just hasn't come out of the closet to tell us you are slaves and we control you.
Right. Well, the mass vaccinations that they want to do, and they're doing, as you know, logistics is being done by our military. Mm-hmm. Tennessee, Texas, Rhode Island, there's just three of the four states. I forgot the fourth state where they say that they're bringing it first and they're doing this so-called pilot program, which there is no such thing. They're going to do it everywhere. But did you hear about what's in this vaccine and why is this vaccine different than any previous vaccine?
Well, yes. First of all, no vaccines have ever worked. Vaccines right. have never worked. Vaccines are the way they have been killing us for the last 100 years. They have piled more and more vaccines for children before they go to school. And something like I heard one of the doctors who is very much into vaccines say that over 50% of American children are vaccine damaged already. And so, and giving a child, a baby in the first 24 hours of birth, a vaccination for hepatitis B is nothing short of murder. That's all it is. A baby doesn't have any immune system to handle being poisoned by the vaccination. So this is the genocide. This is genocide of Gentiles and Christians in this world. That's what it's all about. This new vaccine is an mRNA vaccine, but they made it long ago. They made it long ago. It's this one's going to be ready and this one's going to be ready. No, they made it before they started this. First of all, I've got documents that the COVID-19 was patented in 2003. 2003, wow. 17 years ago. And it was, they have patented everything about COVID-19. They have patented the vaccine, the virus. Now you can't patent a virus if it's natural. Mm-hmm. You can't patent anything that's not, you can't patent a dandelion. You can't patent a regular rose. You can't patent anything that's natural. But they patented it because of their power. Now, the other thing is if you modify a virus, you can't patent it either because that's against the Geneva Convention because you've made a bioweapon. So it is illegal to patent a virus, whether it's natural or changed.
But they did it.
But they did it. Not only did they patent the virus, they patented all testing of the virus and all the kits to test the virus. And the reason they did that is because there is no COVID-19 virus and they have patented everything so you can't investigate whether it even exists.
Right. Okay? You told me that you have documents to prove that there was SARS-CoV-2 was never isolated.
That's right. And the CDC admits that COVID-19 has never been isolated. So if they can't isolate it, they don't have it. And you see, if they had a real disease, then they would have to go by the figures of that real disease. If they had a real disease that had symptoms, you would be able to designate how many people actually had it by their symptoms. And so they don't want to be bound by that. because then they can't make up the figures as they go along. So they have a, quote, fake disease that has no symptoms,
right,
that when you transmit it to somebody else, they don't get any symptoms either. So then they can make up the figures as they go along. They can lock you down. They can take you out of your home. They can put you in a concentration camp. They can do whatever they want. And they're telling you they're helping you. Mm-hmm. They're telling you they are watching out for your safety. No, this is all satanic. This is all a program to bring in communism to America and to get rid of the dissenters like us, the people who are exposing them. You see, this mm-hmm. is what they want to do. So there is no COVID-19 virus. It doesn't exist because nobody can investigate it and they don't have any isolates of it. So they can't even prove that it exists. And again, it has no symptoms. People are not dying of COVID. If you sit in front of your TV and you watch the propaganda and you're being programmed by it, then you will think that they're dying, but they are not dying of COVID. Nobody's dying of COVID. Even if COVID-19 existed, it causes nothing more than the common cold, which the other coronaviruses cause. Okay, so the whole point is this is a cover to bring in barbaric, atrocious communism to America and the world. This is the beginning of the end. This is all talked about in Revelation, starting in Revelation 6 and going on to through Revelation 12 and 13 and 18. This is the beginning of the end. The Bible talks about pandemics, real or fake. It talks about famines, which they're going to cause because of the coronavirus. They're going to say, well, there aren't enough people to provide the food. And if you don't get vaccinated, you're not going to be able to get food. And so, again, the whole point is there is only one thing to do about this, and it's not to take up arms and fight. It is to get to know Jesus Christ better than you know any human being on earth. That's the point of all of this, because everybody has left God. And so what you're seeing is God is stepping back and he's saying, if you don't want me, that's fine. He's a gentleman. He steps back and he says, then I will let Satan run your world. And you will see how it is when he runs your world. And I can tell you, it will be hell on earth.
Right. Do you believe that this mRNA vaccine is going to genetically modify
humans? Yes, it will. The mRNA will actually take a piece of your DNA out. It will replace it with a synthetic one and a synthetic piece. And they can do it anywhere they want in your whole DNA mechanism. So, you know, who knows what they're going to modify about you. But that also makes you patentable.
That's right.
They can own you. And let me tell you, they've already started the vaccinations. They've already started them. They started them a long time ago because the test vaccinates you.
So
I have the article right here in front of me, and here's what it says. Yes, they can vaccinate us through the nasal test swabs and target the brain. Now, here's the thing. As a doctor, I said, this is crazy because, you see, you're wearing a mask to cover your... Now, they would hate it. They would not allow you into a store if you just wore a mask over your nose. You got to wear it over your mouth because supposedly the COVID-19 is in your saliva. Well, if it's in your saliva, then all they have to do is swab the inside of your mouth like they do for a DNA test. But no, they take these long Q-tips and they stick them all the way back almost into your brain. They stick them back to the back of the nasal sinuses and then they twist them. All right, here's what they're doing. First of all, there is a very thin plate of bone that covers the brain between the brain and the nasal sinus. And it's called the cribriform plate. And every doctor knows about the cribriform plate. All right. Now, the cribriform plate has some openings in it where olfactory nerves from the nose go through that plate into the brain. And bone, this kind of bone in the cribriform plate is porous anyway. So substances can go through it. So when they take that swab and they put it back there and twist it, what they're doing is depositing things back there. This, you can't see this, but this shows that they have nanoparticles that are actually on the ends of the Q-tips that they're putting in there that can get into your brain. They can be hooked up to the cloud. So they are already vaccinating you with the test. With the test. This is the beginning. So when you go to get tested, you are actually being vaccinated and implanted with nanoparticles.
This is so sick. Only psychos could come up with something like this, doctor.
Right. You know? Well, but the thing is, this is Satan. A lot of people don't believe that Satan exists. He does, and he is directing these people to do this. When all of this is said and done, people will recognize that Satan really does exist.
Yes, and you know, this is the deal, that they wanted people to comply or to agree to this, right?
Yes.
So they come up with the virus, invisible virus.
Right.
And it's all based on a germ theory from 19th century Louis Pasteur, who was a friend of Rothschild's. He was in their circles.
Yes.
And his best friend was Rabbi Rabinovich.
Yes.
Rabbi Rabinovich. Yeah. And they were hanging out together, and he actually said that he got the idea of germ theory from the Talmud. Can you believe this?
Well, I can, because it's wrong. The germ theory is wrong.
Right,
it is. And so Pasteur promoted it, but Beauchamp, who was his antagonist, said, Pasteur said, the germ is everything and the milieu, the immune system, is nothing.
Yeah,
and Beauchamp said, no, the milieu, the immune system, is everything and the germ is nothing.
Right.
And so, in fact, Pasteur won because he was so highly connected. You see, he worked for the government. He knew the Rothschilds. He was highly connected. And this was the beginning of the entire pharmaceutical industry.
Yes.
Now, see, there, God has designed the body to heal itself. And there is a cycle of what are called somatids. And actually, doctors don't even know about these. They don't know about somatids. When you're healthy, the somatids go through a cycle of three. But when you are unhealthy and you need your body cleansed, then the body can, with these somatids, can create whatever you need to cleanse your body. It can create a virus. It can create a bacteria. It can create a fungus. Now, this is, by the way, where mad cow disease comes from, because mad cow disease is caused by a prion, which is part of this cycle, but it only occurs when the body is so sick that it actually makes something that kills it. Okay? And so the prion, when they started, the sheep used to graze and eat grass, okay, in the field. All right. Then they started factory farming and they started feeding sheep dead animals. Now, sheep are vegetarians. If you feed animals to vegetarian animals, they will get sick and eventually die. And so they were feeding these what they call nutritional pellets. And it's ground up dead animals from the pound, roadkill, all sorts of horrible things. And they feed it to the sheep. And then the sheep got sick. They got a disease called scrapie. And the reason they call it scrapie is the sheep got demented and they would scrape themselves along the wall and scrape off their skin and scrape off their wool. So then when the sheep were dying, they would grind up the sheep and feed them to the cows. So then the cows got mad cow disease, all right? And so there's a disease called Kuru and we learn about it, at least we used to learn about it in medical school. I don't think they're teaching anything to doctors now because they don't really want doctors anymore because they don't want people to get well from disease. But they could still have doctors because doctors can't get anybody well from disease either. They just give out drugs. So anyway, this disease of Kuru is in cannibals. in some of the African countries. When a human being eats human flesh, they develop kuru, which is a lethal disease. You die of kuru. So when animals eat their own kind, they die. So when they feed ground up dead sheep to sheep, they get scrapie. When they grind up dead sheep and dead cattle to feed to cattle, they get mad cow disease. Mm-hmm. And when the humans eat them, they get mad cow disease in humans, which is called, it escapes me right now. But the whole point is, this is what's causing disease. Now, I happen to be a friend. He was a resident with me, and he did some of his work for his Nobel Prize in my lab at UC San Francisco. And his name is Stan Prusner. And he was a neurologist. And again, we were residents together, very nice guy. He won the Nobel Prize for identifying the prion, the cause of mad cow disease. He told me personally, there are cows with mad cow disease in every herd in America. Now, when people are dying, they're dying of what the doctors call early Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
No, it's mad cow disease.
Wow.
Creutzfeldt-Jakob is what it's called in human beings, Creutzfeldt-Jakob. So you see, the germ theory is wrong, and what God has designed the body to heal itself once we stop abusing it. And as those who have are regular viewers of your program, they know that I got well from fourth stage advanced cancer by totally natural methods. I had no chemo, no radiation, no mastectomy, even though I had breast cancer. Had a huge tumor. You can go to my website at drday.com and see how sick I was. I have now been well for over 25 years. Totally well, no chemo, no radiation, no mastectomy. I take no medications whatsoever. I am totally well. God has designed the body to heal itself. He does not need the help of Bill Gates. He does not need the help of vaccinations. Vaccinations kill. They don't make you well. They do not prevent disease. They do not prevent disease. Every childhood disease had decreased by 95 to 98% before the introduction of vaccinations. Before the introduction of vaccinations, it had been decreased by better housing laws, by child labor laws, by better sanitation laws, and all that. Because at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, people moved into the cities and they were living under staircases. They were living in rooms with no windows. Children were working in the mines 12 hours a day as young as age 4. So they were terribly sick. When they changed all that, that's what brought the incidence of childhood diseases down, not vaccinations. After vaccinations were introduced, over 50% of most of the cases of these diseases, sometimes 90%, were caused by the vaccination because you're injecting the disease into the person. Okay?
Iron lungs came after polio vaccine, right?
Yes.
It was the result of the vaccine. Right.
Let me tell you, then they didn't call it polio anymore.
Wow.
When you got polio... Mm-hmm. And see, I was around when the iron lungs were around. I was around when polio was around. They would bring the, when I was a child, they would bring the people in the iron lungs on a bus, the March of Dimes, and you'd pay a dime. And that's when a dime was actually could buy something. And you actually went in and you could talk to the patient that was in the iron lung. They were in the iron lung. They were paralyzed in this iron lung. And so But polio came was eliminated not by the vaccine, but by changes in, as I say, sanitation, child labor laws, and all that. When, after they introduced the vaccination, if a person got polio, the doctors did not call it polio. They called it aseptic meningitis.
Okay, so...
So people wouldn't know they'd gotten polio from the vaccination.
Right. And I think this is what they're planning on with the COVID.
Of course.
We need to inject people with, I think Pfizer Well, they're saying they don't have the live virus in their vaccine, which I don't believe. They have something because they have to store it in what?
Well, you know, we don't even know if that's true.
Right.
See, they what they're trying to do, you know, it may be or may not, but I can tell you it's deadly. Whatever it is, it's deadly. It has nothing to do with a virus or anything like that. What they're, you know, it may contain viruses, it may contain strychnine, it may contain any kind of poison. It doesn't matter. It is there to kill you. We do know that there will be infertility agents in it, because all the vaccines that Bill Gates has anything to do with contain infertility agents. This is all about population control and extermination. And so whatever it contains, and I can tell you, it has nothing to do with COVID-19. The vaccinations have, because COVID-19 doesn't exist. This is a killing mechanism. It will take control. First of all, when they test you, they also are collecting your DNA.
Yes.
Okay, they're collecting your DNA, and then they are, they may even be keeping track of it, so they decide exactly what part of your DNA they're going to take out. And we may have talked about this before. The enzyme that cuts that piece of DNA out is called luciferase.
Right.
You know, so if they're just right out of the closet, right in your face. So, and you know that Bill Gates never vaccinated his family, those people that are at the highest level. And let me tell you something else. I have a friend who works at a company owned by Jews. The friend is a Gentile. Those Jews that run the company are just as terrified of COVID as everybody else. They're not in on it. The big Jews are in on it,
right.
But they're just using the rank and file Jews to promote Holocaustomania, to promote, oh, we're victims, you know, and the COVID is terrible. They don't know. They're being used just like the Gentiles are being used.
And
just like the blacks are used.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for saying that, because in Israel, they're abusing Israelis, the Jews.
Of course.
That live in Israel. They're actually starting mandatory vaccinations on them as well. Of course, they're under lockdowns. There's a communism in Israel right now, totalitarian dictatorship. And they're going through all of these things, right? Because like you said, they're using rank and file Jews for the elite Jews are using them for their own purposes, just like they did during Nazi regime, where, you know, I know that Hitler cooperated with the Zionists. They were on it together, and they
here was the cooperation. Hitler wanted them out of his country. He didn't want to kill Jews. He wanted them out of his country because they were destroying Germany just like they have destroyed America, bringing in pedophilia, pornography, filth, debauchery, big stores, all of this. They were running all the small businesses out. They were doing everything to Germany that they are now have done to America. So Hitler just said, get them out of my country. So he was working with the Jews, the high level Jews, to get the Jews out of the country. Now, what the high level Jews wanted is they wanted to scare the rank and file Jews into going to Palestine, so they could get their foot in the door there, take their money there to Palestine, so they could start inhabiting Palestine to get it, so they could rule the world from the center of the world. All right. Now, you will notice that none of the big Jews live in Israel. They don't live there. They live in Paris and New York and all they don't live over there. If there was so much anti-Semitism and so much anger against the Jews, well, then why aren't the big Jews living over there for their safety? No, they want the rank and file Jews over there. So if there's war, they're the ones who get killed, not the big Jews. And they want them to occupy Palestine, kill off the Palestinians. So again, God created the Garden of Eden right between the Euphrates River and the Nile River. Okay, that was the area where God created. It is the center of the then known world, because to the west, we have Europe. To the east, we have Asia. To the south, we have Africa. So God created it there, and he wanted Israel, the original Israelites, to be there, because God had the nation of Israel. They were his chosen people, chosen, not because they were so wonderful, chosen to tell the world that the Messiah had arrived, Jesus Christ. That's what they were chosen to do. They failed miserably because they killed their own Messiah, of course. But you see, that's why God put not only the Garden of Eden, but the nation of Israel originally in the Old Testament in that area. So everybody coming through with camel trains and all that, coming through to go from Africa to Europe or Africa to Asia, they would pass through the area where they would learn about Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So what does Satan want? He wants that area for himself. It's sort of like a dog, you know, urinating on his own territory. That's what Satan wants, because he wants to be God. And so he wants that area, and he's going to rule the world from that area. So that's why the Jewish translators had to get into the Bible and change the word Judeans to Jews and the word nations to Gentiles, to take it from a form of worship into an ethnicity. So then they could say, oh, we are the offspring of those Israelites, and we deserve to be in that place, when it's all a big lie.
Right. Yes, of course. Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct on all of this. Now, when we go back to this COVID, what I was saying is that the people who will be vaccinated, right, their own bodies are going to they're going to create that virus within themselves.
Because we don't even know that. They tell us that. The people who are talking about it tell us that. But I can tell you, it's poison. It's poison, because the virus doesn't exist. The virus doesn't exist. So what it can do, it can be creating something. Yes, right. It can be creating something, but it's not going to be COVID-19, because COVID-19 won't harm you. Coronaviruses give you the common cold. They're not going to waste this whole effort on the common cold. So it will be creating something. They will, first of all, they have your DNA from the testing. They have deposited nanoparticles that can go into your brain, that can be hooked up to the cloud, where they can even control you already, just with the test, okay? And that may be the first of many vaccinations, the test. And so then they will vaccinate you with something which will be much more lethal, which will probably, it will change your DNA. So number one, they can then patent you, then they own you. And then they can also cut out part of your DNA, change you into a GMO person, and then they will slowly destroy your immune system. What have they done with vaccinations for children? They have destroyed children. When I was a child, no child ever had cancer. No child had cancer. No teenager had cancer. No young adult had cancer. Not even middle-aged people had cancer. If their cancer was very rare, it was 3% of Americans had cancer sometime in their lifetime in 1900. Now, over 50% of Americans will develop cancer. This is being caused by the way people are eating, living, and handling stress. This is caused by the vaccinations and all that. The other thing that's very important to mention about vaccinations, this is not about COVID, the fake COVID, but about Fluzone. They're telling older people, oh, get Fluzone. You need 4 times the dose. Fluzone contains 4 times the dose because you're older. Well, that is absolute baloney. Every doctor knows that an older person needs less of a medication, not more. If you have a young, healthy adult who's had a massive operation, you might give them 12 milligrams of morphine for their pain. For an older person, 70 or older, you will start with 6 milligrams. You're not going to give them 18, you're going to give them 6, because if you start out with 12, you're going to kill them. Mm-hmm. So what if vaccines did work, you would need a smaller dose, not a larger dose. They're giving elderly people 4 times the dose, which is meant to kill them.
Yes, because they want to get rid of elderly first. As we can see, they're even saying here now that the elderly will get the vaccine first. That's because that's eugenics. That's genocide.
Right. Genocide. That's right.
But anyway, I was hearing from another doctor who is kind of in the subject of these vaccines being very dangerous, saying that vaccinated will be very dangerous to non-vaccinated because they will be shedding poisons. And they might develop new symptoms that they will blame on some mutations and whatever. But once, you know, it's almost like we are at the crossroads right now. The separation of humanity is happening. And when these vaccines come in, once people get vaccinated, it will be really dangerous for the non-vaccinated to be around vaccinated because
Yes, it will, except if you make sure you are very healthy. Okay? Because healthy people, it's a lot harder for healthy people to get sick. You see, the reason I was telling you about how your body can make a virus or a bacteria to clean out your body. If you don't get enough rest, if you are too stressed because you're not trusting the Lord and you're not studying your Bible diligently and systematically, if you are eating too much sugar, any of those things can cause you to develop a disease, a cold, the flu, whatever, all right? So then what happens is your body can make a virus or bacteria, and you have them all over your skin. They move in to clean up the mess. They don't cause the disease. They are there to clean up the mess of the disease that you caused by the way you were living, eating, acting, thinking, and handling stress. So when they move in to clean out the mess, they throw the toxins into the bloodstream, and that's when you get symptoms. When they throw the toxins into the bloodstream, you get a runny nose, you feel bad. So what you need to do then is you need to get rest and fluids and stop eating the crap that you're eating and change your diet and start changing the way you're living, eating, and handling stress. Let your body clean itself out. But oh no, people go to the doctor. I want an antibiotic. I want this. I don't want to feel bad. All right. But God has designed it so we can actually make our own bacteria and viruses to clean out the mess. So if there, in all epidemics, there have always been people who didn't get it because they were healthy. So that's the way you protect yourself, is to be super healthy. The way you can do that is don't eat dead animals for start. Don't eat dead animals. You don't even eat live ones either. But you don't eat dead animals. You don't need a cadaver of an animal in your stomach. God gave Adam and Eve the perfect diet, which was fruits, grains, and vegetables. That's God's ideal diet. What did he give them when they came out from Egypt during the Exodus? He gave them a vegan diet, which was manna. And what did they say? We loathe this light bread. Give us the flesh pots of Egypt, okay? So God finally gave them the quail, and they ate it until they were sick, and thousands of them died with the flesh still between their teeth. What are we going to eat in heaven and the earth made new? We're going to eat fruits, grains, and vegetables. We're not going to eat any animals. And until you get all that you are watching, until you get rid of the desire to eat dead animals, you're not safe to save, because there are going to be animals in heaven and the new earth. And if you start saying, I'd like a hamburger, okay? then the animals are at risk. So you are not safe to save. So you better start changing your diet now. And that is the way that you're going to change your diet. Learn to trust God so you're not stressed. When you are stressed, you pour cortisone into your body from the fight or flight reaction. It suppresses your immune system so you cannot fight disease. So the way to, you know, the people who are vaccinated will shed vaccine. We know that even with children. Children shed vaccine in their feces and urine, and they can infect, if they've been vaccinated, they can infect their unvaccinated siblings. So there will be people who are shedding, but the way you counteract that is to get healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're shedding not the, like natural viruses, but those injected synthetic, you know, it's the whole idea of vaccination, as you said, came from Louis Pasteur because he started doing these vaccinations against rabies, I believe. But
it came first from Satan.
Right. Well, it's all, you know, Louis was in a company of Rothschilds. He was in a company of all of these people that run the planet today, the bankers.
Right.
And they adopted his theory instead of Basham's theory.
Right.
Why? Because it was profitable.
Yeah.
It was profitable. So today's, you know how you're a doctor, you were in medical school, you know, they teach you Rockefeller medicine, which is based on drugs and surgery.
Well, that's why when I was a medical student, I decided to become a trauma surgeon, because if you're run over by a bus or if you're shot or stabbed, I can put you back together again. That's not a disease. But mm-hmm. I recognized when I was a medical student that doctors don't know how to cure any disease. They don't know. They just give you drugs, which only treat symptoms. So they don't know how to cure any disease. But God knows how to cure every disease. That's why he says in Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 15, if you follow my laws, my health laws, all the things that you need to do to be healthy, get fresh air, get exercise, get sunlight, eat properly, drink your water, do all those things, get your sleep at the proper time of night. If you follow my laws, my commandments, all 10 of them, and my decrees, including learn how to forgive everyone who's ever wronged you, learn how to love your enemy, learn how to give up anger and grudge holding, learn how to trust God and not doctors. If you follow these things, God gives you 100% guarantee, I will keep you free from every disease.
Well, that's really beautiful.
Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 15. If you go to a doctor, he'll make you sign a consent. If he gives you chemo or radiation or anything else like that, he signs a consent. You have to sign a consent that you could be maimed for life or die and you will not sue him.
Mm-hmm.
So they have no comfort in their own methods of treatment. They don't even believe in them themselves because mm-hmm. they won't guarantee anything. God guarantees it 100%. So rather than worry about people who are vaccinated who are shedding the virus, what you need to do is start getting yourself healthy. That's mm-hmm. what you need to do. Go to my website at drday.com. I show you how to do it because I've been well for 25 years.
Yes, we're going to talk about your website and books at the end.
Yeah.
So that will be great. Well, and so what do you think? They're saying now that the vaccines are not going to be mandatory.
Oh, they are. See, the way they're going to do it. Here's the way they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. The government is not going to make them mandatory, but they're going to make all the corporations make them mandatory.
That's mandatory by proxy.
Yes. What they're going to do is they're going to say, you can't work. You can't come to work because you are a hazard to everybody else. You can't go to the grocery store and buy food because you're a hazard to everybody else. And so they will have all of these people who they control make it mandatory. Not the government will probably not make it mandatory. And that's the way they'll get around it. But it will become essentially mandatory if you want to live and breathe. Now, again, people say, well, I'll have to take the vaccine in order to get food for my family.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you believe in God. This is the time that God's going to test you strongly. Are you going to stand for him or not? Do you believe he can provide your food when the government says you can't have any food? Do you believe that he will make sure you have water? God, during the Exodus, God brought food from heaven, dropped from heaven every day, got water out of a rock. Christians don't believe in God.
Right. Right. This is going to be a time of testing and right. time of miracles for those who do believe.
Right, right.
I believe that. So I think we are in a very interesting times right now, Dr. Right. thinks that. Yes. Very nice. So okay, and you wrote a book, another book. And can you tell us a little bit about that new book and when
is it? The new book, actually, the new book will probably be available at the end of December, because I am now, I've got it all finished. In fact, today I put the last two pages, which are about the author and my other books and DVDs, the last two pages. And so I'm editing it now, and it's called The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why. It is a big book. It is almost 800 pages. It is 8.5 by 11. Wow. And it's got documentation on every evil that's going on in the world. Okay? It's got everything in it. This has been 30 years of research and understanding ever since my mind was open to what was going on in the world during the AIDS epidemic. And so I have been collecting information, and I have many other inside sources of information. And so it's all going to be in this book. As I said, just today, we put in the last two pages, and I have already gone through it again for the second time of editing up to half of the book. So all I have to do is finish up all these things. It's got a lot of pictures in it too, to document the things I'm telling you. It's got a lot of documents in it. It's got all the things. You will not be able to deny the things I say when you see the evidence. So that will be available probably at the end of December. So that's, again, that's book on everything you need to know about what's going on in the world and the COVID. I've got a whole thing on COVID and lockstep and economic forum and all that. My other books, you need to know what the Bible says too. You need to know what the Bible says and how the Bible predicted this. And I've got a book called Who Rewrote the Bible, showing how they've changed the Bible. And my documentation shows you from the interlinear Bible, which is the original manuscript in Hebrew and Greek, and how they've changed it to what they want you to believe now.
The translators, right? That's what you mean. The translators.
Yes, the translators changed the Bible. Because remember, the authors of the Bible were inspired by God. The translators of the Bible were hired by man. Mm-hmm. Big difference, big difference. So you have to go back to the original. God has preserved his word, but in the original, and again, you don't have to know Hebrew and Greek. I am not a Hebrew and Greek scholar, but in the interlinear Bible, it has the Hebrew in the Old Testament, the Greek in the New Testament with the English words underneath. So you can start sorting this out, but I've sorted it all out for you in my book called Who Rewrote the Bible. Last January, one of my newer books came out called Who Started the Organized Church? It Wasn't God. The subtitle is, for the first 4,000 years of human history, nobody went to church. Then what happened? And I show you that Abraham didn't go to church, Moses didn't go to church, Jacob didn't go to church, Elijah didn't go to church. Nobody went to church. They worshiped God directly. Nobody went to church until 2,000 years ago. And I show you why Satan started the organized church. Satan started it, not God. If God had wanted an organized church, 500 years after creation, there were plenty of people to go to church. He didn't start one. It was started by the enemy. In when Jesus was on earth, God's presence was in the temple. Jesus called it my Father's house. Well, fine. What was going on across town in the synagogues? Mm-hmm. And who was doing it? The Pharisees, the enemies of Christ, the ones who orchestrated his death. And so that tells you all about it and tells you the Elijah message, which is the last message to earth before Jesus comes. And I understand what that is, and that is in the book as well. The Elijah message was given in the last two verses of Malachi in the Old Testament, and the next thing that happens in the Bible is Jesus' birth. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus was on earth, the disciples said, when Jesus was talking about his ministry and all, they said, well, we thought Elijah should come first. And Jesus said, if you're willing to understand it, he has come. And it says, then they recognized it was John the Baptist who was bringing the Elijah message. And then the Bible tells us it will be the last message to the earth before Jesus comes. So that the Elijah message is in that book as well. And then I've got another book called If Jesus Died for All, Why Can't He Save All? Yet the churches teach, oh, Jesus died for the sins of the world because he wants to save everyone. Well, let me tell you something. All the churches teach that God has given us all free will. If that is true, then I tell you, don't ever pray again, because God is helpless. He can't help you. He's given everybody free will. He's lost control of everyone in his creation, so he can't help you. He can't help you because he can't control anybody. You see? So if he gave everybody free will, how did God harden Pharaoh's heart if Pharaoh had free will? How does God set kings up and takes them down if everybody has free will? You see? So God says in Ephesians 1:11 that he's operating everything according to his will, not ours. You know, there are a lot of churches say, well, I claim it in Jesus' name. Well, what are you saying? You're saying that you're going to tell God what to do? That's not the way it works. God tells you what to do. You can't name it and claim it and think that God's going to do what you want him to do. No, that's not the way it works. So you see, what God is doing with everyone is he controls the circumstances of all of our lives. And he is taking us through everything we need to go through to eventually understand we need him to run our life. Well, there are a lot of people who will die before they learn that. But that's why there's a judgment. And at the great white throne judgment is the second resurrection, when the unsaved are resurrected, not for God to say, I'm good and you're bad, I'm going to throw you in hell again. No, it's not. That's not what it's about. It is, there's a whole eon, a long period of time after the judgment, before we enter eternity. The Bible talks about the eons. They don't translate the word properly. But there is a whole time for people to reap what they have sown, but not to eternal annihilation. How many of your children would you say, oh, well, you know, they didn't obey me completely, so I'm burning them to death? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we are made in the image of God. If we could not be happy for eternity unless everyone we love was there, specifically our children. How can God be happy for eternity if even one of his children is not there? You see, we have to learn who God is. The churches teach, they have all of this cognitive dissonance. Oh, God is love. Well, God's gonna burn you up if you don't love him. Well, that doesn't make any sense. What if your fiance said to you, Linda or Joni or Sabrina, I love you. And if you say you love me back, we'll have a long and healthy, happy life together. But if you don't love me, I'm going to have to burn you to death. I mean, how can you love a person who's going to harm you if you don't? You see what I mean? Nobody is thinking. They're not thinking using common sense about coronavirus. They're not using common sense about who's doing this. And they're not using common sense. When they go to church, they're being mind controlled to believe what they're taught. That's why Satan started the organized church.
Because today on Twitter, I saw a video of Kenneth Copeland.
We
watched it with Steve, and he was praying for a vaccine.
Oh yes, well, was he rolling around on the floor carrying on like like he had lost his mind or what? I mean, he's totally controlled by Satan. In fact, you can't really get on regular TV as a program unless you love the Jewish Illuminati, unless you love the people who are wanting to destroy us. Kenneth Copeland is in for a rude awakening. They're going to throw him away like garbage after they have used him.
They don't realize that these people will use Gentiles for their purpose and then kill them
throw
anyway.
Throw them away.
This is just basically how it is. But yes, he was, can you believe it? He was praying for a speedy vaccine.
Right.
As if that was supposed to be a blessing. So yes, the people, the evangelicals who go to these evangelical churches today, and they're telling them that, oh, if you wear a mask, you're showing love toward your neighbor. Right. And they're praying for a vaccine. So they're literally selling out the people to genocide. This is so sad. It really hurts my heart to watch this. Right.
But see, this is George Orwell's book, 1984. This is what he wrote about, that in the end, the people will love their slave masters. They will love their, and this is what's happening now with the evangelical churches and with all these, they love the people who actually want them dead.
Yes, it's just sad situation, but our job here is to speak the truth and expose the darkness, right?
That's exactly
what we're doing, exposing darkness. So you definitely, your advice to people is not to even get tested, right?
No, don't even get tested. Don't even get tested. Absolutely not. Again, you're going to have to take a stand at the vaccine. Now you take a stand at the testing, because the testing is doing damage to you already.
I can tell you and attest to this. I have to say, my sister is in a very small country in East Europe, and this country was chosen as one of the countries where they're gonna do experiment on people, okay? Right. How populations react and all of that. Right. This is a former communist country. And right now it's supposedly not communist, but democracy, but it never really was a free speech country. The people very well remember communism over there. I remember, I grew up in communism. So, what they did to these people, 5.5 million nation, okay? They had 3 mandatory tests.
Right.
People who would not show up had sanctions. They could not go to doctor, they could not go to work, they could not go to store, they couldn't be outside, their family would be separated. So most people, including my sister, went for the testing because she had no way out. I have no way out, no way of helping her. I can't bring her here. She has no citizenship.
But she did have a way out.
Well, my sister is not, you know, she does not, believe. She's not against Christ, but she does not believe in Jesus the way that I pray for her. But she's a good person and I really pray for her. Right. But anyway, she did go for testing. She said that the tests that they did damaged her nose. Right. She can't breathe anymore.
Yes.
She can't breathe. She said that a lot of people were saying the same thing. Right. And they were saying that they started bleeding from nose after the test. So they did damage some, sensitive tissues in there with this testing. And now they want to give all of them Pfizer vaccines. Right. So, this is this horrific world that we live in right now, doctor. And I want you to encourage people to tell them, don't take the test. Do not take the vaccine. And we need to live in faith, faith in Jesus, that he will provide for us. He will take care of us. And he will not allow for us to something happen that we cannot handle, right? Didn't he promise he will not allow more than we can handle?
Yes, but he tells us that we must prepare. So we need to prepare to be strong, to be able to handle a lot of very difficult things. And the way you do that is you start really studying your Bible. Start in the book of John. Read the book of John 3 times. It doesn't matter if you don't understand everything. The reason you read it is because you don't know it. The reason you go to school and take chemistry is because you don't yet know it. So it doesn't, you say, oh, I don't understand it. Well, of course, if you start just open a chemistry book, you're not going to understand it either if you haven't taken chemistry. So the way to learn something is to study it. So start in the book of John, read the book of John 3 times, then go back to Matthew, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John again 3 times. Then you go on to the New Testament before you start in the Old Testament. Now, if you go on my website at either drday.com or goodnewsaboutgod.com, if you go on drday.com and you go to the very bottom of the homepage, you will be taken to my Bible studies. It says Dr. Day's Bible Studies. On my website, it takes you to goodnewsaboutgod.com, and you can get there by looking at clicking on the red rectangular link that says Spiritual Truth. I have over 300 Bible studies on my web, free. Just go and start studying them. And it's in very simple terms so you can understand what the Bible really says. But if you don't start studying, if you don't search for the Lord with all your heart, why, you say, well, I don't know why God allowed this to happen to me. Oh, really? Well, how close were you to God? How much did you study his word? How much did you pray? Did you pray every day? Did you have your worship by yourself every day? Did you search for God with everything you've got? If you haven't done that, then you are under the control of the enemy. You see, if you are searching for the Lord with all your heart, if you have your worship every day, if you keep the commandments, and they are very high standard commandments, if you do that, then nothing more will happen to you than God will allow. And that will be only what he needs you to go through to understand that you need him to run your life. And he will go through it with you. But if you are not searching for the Lord with all your heart and studying your Bible diligently and systematically, you are at the mercy of the enemy. And Satan can do anything to you and your family that he wants.
Can you tell us again your websites, your books, how people can find you?
Yes. I have 2 websites. The website that's mainly on health is drday.com, drday.com. The one that has a lot of political and spiritual information is called goodnewsaboutgod.com. Good News About God's all one word, all small letters, goodnewsaboutgod.com. And you will find what you need to know to get started, to learn to know the Lord. He is your only safety net. But you can't just say, oh, well, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, you know, John 3:16. I've been a Christian all my life. I trust God. No, you don't. And if you go to doctors, you don't trust God, because what did I tell you earlier? God says, if you follow my laws, commands, and decrees, I will keep you free from every disease. When you go to the doctor, you're breaking the first commandment. You're going for disease. Now, if you've been run over by a truck, if you break a leg, that's different. But if you go for a disease, he doesn't say, I will keep you from all accidents. He said, I will keep you from all disease. And disease we give to ourselves by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. So God gives you 100% guarantee that if you live, eat, think, act, and handle stress God's way, he will keep you free from every disease. What a wonderful promise when we don't know what kind of bacteria, viruses, or diseases, or whatever they're going to throw at us. Mm-hmm. But you've got to stand strong for the Lord. If you can't say, oh, why did God allow this to happen to me, when you don't even know who he is? You just know about him. You don't know him. That's why Jesus said when he returns, people will say, oh, we did this in your name and we did that in your name. He said, depart from me. I never knew you.
Right.
That's very important, because the word knowing or knew means intimately, because it said Adam knew Eve and she conceived a child. That is physical intimacy. God wants spiritual intimacy between us and him directly, not through a church.
Right. That's right. We are the church. It's not the building. It's not
the word. That's a word. And the word is ecclesia. And it doesn't mean a building and a hierarchy and somebody, pastor, telling you what to believe. Right. God, Jesus said, you need no man to teach you. One is your teacher, Christ.
Right. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for encouragement, for the truth about this coronavirus situation. And please, listeners, go to drday.com. It's drday.com. Goodnewsaboutgod.com. I know Dr. Day posts a lot of news articles because I go there a lot too. And I can see she always updates what's happening.
Right.
So she's very diligent about that. So this is an excellent website, and she has several books on health as well that you can purchase from her. And I have them. She sent them to me. Thank you for gift, by the way. I did receive it. I hope I thanked you by email.
I think you did.
Well, thank you very much again for Dr. Day for being so blunt too. You know, you just say it.
Well, that's the way it has to be, because the most people say, oh, you're not compassionate. Oh, what do you want? Stroke me, hold me, tell me it's not my fault. Tell me everything will be all right. What we need to do, the most compassionate thing I can tell you is, number one, what you need to do to be well. And number two, what you need for safety during the horrific times that are coming. That is the most compassionate thing I can do, is to be truthful with you. God is that way with us. That's why he has given us the Bible and Revelation and Daniel. He told us this was coming 2,000 years ago. All right, he told us. And I read it when I was a child, and I've studied it for the last 30 years. So I've been predicting for 30 years that this is going to happen. I didn't know exactly how they were going to bring it on, but I knew they were going to bring it on, because Jesus said, watch and be ready.
Right.
Well, watch and be ready for what? Watch and be ready for the signs of the times, and you cannot know what they are unless, number one, you read the Bible. And I've got a whole series on Revelation and Daniel in those Bible studies as well. And the only way that you can understand truth is to know Jesus Christ, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible says that God's Spirit will lead us into all truth. So instead of saying, oh, well, so-and-so said this and so-and-so said that, and what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And that's what people write to me all the time. And I say, you need to study the Bible so you will be able to discern truth. And that's the only way we can do it. We cannot discern truth if we don't know the Lord.
Right. Well, thank you so much again. And we will be in touch, Dr. Day, right. And hopefully we'll see where it all leads, how fast all of this is coming upon us, and if we are still here, we'll do another show.
maybe we'll, they'll put us in the same cell together, and we can say radical things to each other.
Right. I'm not done yet.
Y'all are still doing the show?
Yeah,
I'm
we
sorry.
Are still, yeah.
All right, y'all, go ahead and finish. I'll say something.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you again, and thank you all for listening, and you all have a wonderful night.